On the Bench is back on the Bench Sports Talk on Instagram at facebook.com/onthebenchradio. And look at this. I'm doing crisscross applesauce here with my arms.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Takes practice.
It does take practice.
Give us a follow.
I need
Give us a like.
I need yoga.
Give us a follow. Give us a like on the Bench Sports Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
And go on Insta. And what's that? iTunes.
Podcast. iTunes.
Listen to the podcast, people.
Do
I put
it.
Time putting that crap
Come
up
on.
Every week.
He put time.
And I even listened to it.
The man does yoga. Come on. Do it for him.
Not enough. Have you ever done yoga?
I don't think it counted for when I did it. I did it by myself, but I don't think it counted.
Yeah.
If you're referring to like a class or like an actual session, then no, I have not. I did downward dog and upward dog a couple times.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah. You like still can't walk right, can you? Jeff Doney there, Sammy the Blade here. Number 200 next week. Unbelievable. Number 200. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. Having the old gang back.
Yeah. The whole gang's gotta coming back,
gotta,
I hope.
Got to reserve a rant for Jay.
Yes.
I would,
Yes. I got to find that music.
I know.
And we got to play that.
The classical.
Oh, that is so good. But we're left off on spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And what we wanted to talk about during spring training was, well, the Angels, mainly.
Yes.
And the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers.
And the free agents that haven't been signed. So let's start at that part. The free agents.
So I got three big ones.
J.D. Martinez finally signed.
With the Red Sox.
Big money, too. Do you like that signing?
Oh, for the Red Sox?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good for them. That's definitely going to put them... It's going to be, honestly, the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry is back, in my eyes. This is going to be a battle for the AL East, big time.
Yeah.
You know, they got heavy hitters on both lineups. And
who has better heavy hitters, though? By far, the Yankees.
By far, the Yankees.
I mean, you have the AL and NL reigning MVPs that, as your three and four hitters, or maybe your two and three hitters. I think I would, if I was, who's our manager, Aaron Boone. I would put those two guys second and third in the lineup. Get them in the first inning.
Who do they have second? They have, their leadoff is, what's his face?
Gardner, maybe?
Gardner,
mm-hmm.
Then Ellsbury.
Mm-hmm. I'd maybe put Ellsbury five.
Judge, Sanchez. Like those, you forget Gary Sanchez. Like
yeah.
Those three. All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's frightening.
But if you put, like, Joe Torre did that with the Dodgers when they had Manny Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
He put him hitting third because he wanted him to hit in that first inning.
In that first inning, yeah.
Put Sanchez, or put...
Have, like, Stanton. Well, Stanton batted
Judge.
Second
yeah.
consistently with the Marlins.
Yeah.
So...
Have him second, Judge third,
and you
Sanchez
have both
fourth.
Of those guys coming up in the same... Like, that's...
Yeah.
Nobody wants to face
and
that.
And then especially if Gardner gets on.
Yeah.
And then you could put...
You have potential for four-run first innings.
Yes!
You know?
Yeah!
That's my prediction. I feel like the Yankees are going to have the most first-inning runs. And
oh, by far.
Anywhere else.
They're going to have the most home runs at home.
Here's what's going to keep them humble, though, is their pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Their pitching definitely came alive in the playoffs. Tanaka came out of nowhere and started
he did.
Throwing aces.
He looked like he did his first year in the league.
So did Sabathia. Sabathia came out of nowhere and started just delivering.
He looked like Sabathia of old.
Sabathia of Cleveland.
Yes.
You know, and they have Cervino.
Who is their ace?
Who is their ace?
Is he going to hold up?
I don't know.
Usually I wait. You know, these guys have like a really good 1 year. I'm like, let me see what he's going to do the next
the,
year
the
and the
sophomore
next year.
Slump.
Yeah, you know, like you can't judge a player by 1 year.
No, you can't. So, and I definitely think the Red Sox have an upper hand. In the pitching department. We'll see if David Price can make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have him start in the bullpen. I'm not sure. But
because he hurt his elbow or shoulder,
yeah.
right?
So he's definitely at like limited stamina.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
which
know.
Is fine.
Which is fine. He actually did good coming out of the bullpen last season.
Yeah.
Like he was, that was a really good role for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you got Chris Sale.
Yeah, I mean, one of the
best 400 strikeouts
best
over there.
Strikeout pitcher in the league.
Who is so skinny. And so, like, gangly, and so, I mean, just,
the dude
like,
looks like he's about to break in half sometimes.
Yeah.
And
I'm
know?
Thinking, how in the world does he throw 95, 96?
His big hands.
Yeah, he does.
His big hands. Well,
his legs and arms are, yeah. I mean, as long as you.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm just as big as an appendage right now.
Yes.
Compared to him.
But
don't want to put me up the scale to that.
But Jake Arrieta, unsigned.
Yeah.
Could he go to the Yankees?
Very well could, and that would be interesting if he goes to the Yankees. Because I know they were interested in him.
Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are
interested. The Angels as well.
Mm-hmm.
But as well as the Orioles, I believe. Which was his original team.
Where he stunk.
Yeah.
He stunk.
He did stink there. Camden Yards was not kind to him.
No, it was not. I would not go back.
No. Not to that team. That team has zero pitching. Zero pitching.
Who's their ace? Tillman?
Yeah.
That's not a good statement. That's not good. You have Machado and Jones.
Free Machado. Machado, I think Machado's going to get traded this season.
Oh, he definitely will.
Because
they're
traded.
Too cheap. They're not going to sign. He's going to want $200 million, probably. $150 minimum.
Yeah, probably.
If you got him and Harper as your free agents next year, oh, my Lord.
Next year is going to be interesting.
Maybe they both go to the Yankees. They got deep pockets, people.
Super team.
Dodgers supposedly shedding payroll.
They got deep pockets, too. They are. That was the whole thing mm-hmm. with dumping McCarthy and mm-hmm. Kazmir.
Those are stupid contracts
were,
to begin
they
with.
They were fat contracts, too.
For no reason. Like, there was no legitimate reason that they should have even been signed for longer than a year.
Yeah, that was a shame. Shame.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers are slashing payroll.
They are.
So...
But I don't see Machado coming there because they got JT at third and mm-hmm. they got Seager at short.
Bryce Harper, on the other hand, is a possibility, mm-hmm. depending on what they want to do with Puig, because Puig's going to be a free agent, I believe.
I believe he is.
Yeah, this upcoming year.
I want to say he is.
So, you know, there you go.
Which, he had a fantastic year last
year. He did.
Do not forget
really
about the Yasiel Puig, or as Vin Scully used to call him, the Wild Horse.
The Wild Horse.
I mean, you know, he had a great year.
He did. You know, he definitely got his maturity to a next level. He still plays with the same passion, but mm-hmm. it's a controlled passion now.
Actually, he's arbitration eligible next year.
Okay.
Free agent 2020.
2020. Okay.
So he is making... He signed a 7-year, $42 million contract from Cuba. Or Cuba, as they say. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds about right.
He's making $9.2 million this year.
Mm-hmm. So what they could do mm-hmm. is offer a buyout for him this upcoming season if they want to mm-hmm. pursue Harper. But well, first, we got to see how he does this season. See how Harper does this season, if Harper can stay healthy.
Which last year he was dynamite.
He was?
That man, he is a man. Like, he is a
he is.
Man
He's
of a baseball
hitter.
Player.
Great swing.
Yes, he is. Does.
Yes,
is.
That,
you know.
Words are hard.
Yeah,
it's
words
okay.
words hard. Math, difficult. No speak. Projections from baseballreference.com, baseball-reference.com.
Okay.
Puig, 261. But they're saying he's going to hit this year 22 homers and 10 stolen bases only. Last year, though, Puig, 263. Seems like he's a 260 hitter. 263 mm-hmm. the last 2 years, 255 the year before. So that seems
he
pretty
has
consistent.
300 potential though. You know, his first
he
three
does.
Seasons in the league. You know, he was up there.
He's a 281 career.
Yeah. You know, so I definitely think he has the potential to. But mm-hmm. pitchers are pitching to him differently than they were in his earlier
absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. But yeah. 28 homers last year.
He struck out a lot less too. I know that.
Last year, 100 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And 64 walks. Walks number. Boom.
Yeah, went up.
Tripled.
As opposed to, what was the year before?
24 walks to 74 strikeouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, will Yasiel Puig stay at the Dodgers? We'll have to wait and see. I think it really depends on how this year is for him.
Yeah, and see if he can stay healthy
uh-huh.
and he can stay consistent.
Yeah.
And in control, so.
Speaking of other free agents, Moustakas still unsigned. He had like 40
breakout
bombs
year.
Last year.
Yeah, that was his career high in homers,
uh-huh.
And RBIs, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Lance Lynn.
Yeah, Lance Lynn.
Inning eater.
Big arm. Yeah, he's a horse.
I never thought he's not good. I mean, he's not great. He is very good.
He's solid.
Yes. Like, he's going to give you 30 starts a year. Mm-hmm. He's going to go five to six innings. He's going to have, I think his ERA was below four for his career.
Yeah, he'll have like a 3.5 or less ERA.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. That's great in a three guy?
Yeah.
Two guy even.
Or is your four?
Yeah.
If he's your four on your team? I mean, I rather would have had him than, say, Brandon McCarthy, Scott Kazmir, those jokers.
Jeez.
But he's still out there. Alex Cobb is still out there. Jonathan Lucroy is still out there.
Man,
I can't believe
catcher.
Greg Holland is still out there.
Greg Holland, I remember him.
Yeah.
Jeez. Man, he just, ever since he left Texas.
He had that decent year last year. He had a lot of saves last year. His ERA was pretty high.
He was with Chicago, right? I think of a different Holland.
Wade Davis.
Okay.
He was in Chicago last year.
Who am I thinking? Holland. Holland's the mustache kid, right?
No. That's that Holland.
Okay.
That was the bad Holland.
I was confused. I was like, wait a minute.
There's three Hollands. The country. The mustache.
Mustache.
The creepy mustache.
Creepy mustache.
And then Greg Holland.
Okay. There we go.
I think it was Derek Holland?
Maybe. I don't know.
Something like that.
I just remember the guy. He
creepy mustache.
Looked like he was still going through puberty.
Yes. I think he probably still is.
Probably.
Neil Walker is still unsigned.
Oh, Neil Walker. Second baseman.
Yeah.
He was with Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, they traded him to the Mets.
To the Mets, that's right.
And
Now
he's on the Brewers. Was on the Brewers. He kind of just bounces around.
Yeah.
Solid, though. Cargo, unsigned.
Carlos Gonzalez, really?
According to this list from...
He's a free agent?
CBS Sports.
Huh.
That's what CBS Sports is telling me.
Man.
I don't think they would lie, would they?
Maybe.
They might.
Because I got the list from MLB.com here, and so the first tier is Shohei, who went to the Angels. Mm-hmm. Yu Darvish from the Dodgers to the Cubs.
No, thank you.
J.D. Martinez.
That's my fantasy baseball name this year.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Why you?
Eric Hosmer from Kansas City, San uh-huh. Diego, which I found very surprising.
He chased the money. Why do you go to San Diego? I mean,
you're chasing
really?
Money for L's, my friend.
Yeah.
Arrieta unsigned. Lorenzo Cain. Who was...
Brewer,
trying to make a push for that Central.
Hey, they had a surprising year last year.
They did. Now they're adding Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
So...
I guarantee you they will finish above the Pirates and the Reds.
Oh, absolutely. The Reds, yes, for sure.
Who finishes worse in that division?
The Central?
Yeah.
Reds.
Pirates or the Reds?
Reds. Reds have absolutely no pitching whatsoever.
Pirates,
this
I guess
was
have...
the team who tried to bring back Bronson Arroyo.
That's right. He throws about 64 on a good day.
Max. We're talking lower velocity than Jared Weaver here.
How did that leg kick ever work to get... I mean, that just like... Remember
that
when
dude
he was on the
long,
Dodgers?
Too.
Remember when he was on the Dodgers?
I try to forget.
For that hot minute that he was on the Dodgers?
I try to forget.
Yeah, and then he's trying to make a comeback at 65 years old?
I don't think so, buddy.
Do the Dodgers pick up any of these pitchers? Because you know that they need it. I would say if you're going to get anybody, go get... And I don't want to give any of these guys a long-term deal. Arrieta's 31.
I'd give these guys 3 years max.
3 years max, but you can give them a lot of money.
Sure. But the Dodgers are very, very confident in their farm system with Walker Buehler. Julio
great name.
Urias. Walker Buehler, great pitcher name.
Urias is out for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe the year.
No, I think he's due back in like May actually, or like June. I'm not sure.
They should err on the side of caution with that boy.
They should, but
leave him out.
But they are very, very confident in their farm system, so I would highly recommend they'd go after somebody in free agency. But I don't think they will unless they trade, and they have so many tools to trade away. We're talking Trace Thompson, who's just gathering dust on the bench.
I never liked him.
Andrew Toles. Yeah. Where is he going to fit in?
You can get more for Toles than Thompson.
Jock Peterson even?
Hey, he had a dynamite playoff season last year.
And we're talking Yasmani Grandal. Because they're going to be ushering in Barnes as the starting catcher. Because he can do so much more on the base pass.
Absolutely.
You know, speed.
And he was a better catcher overall.
He was.
Grandal, the only thing really he had going for him last year was he has the coolest name in baseball.
Yasmani
Grandal.
He's the new Yastrzemski.
He really is.
Yeah, Yas part two. But,
just the steroid user.
Yeah. But he's only affected from the left side of the plate.
Because he has a bum shoulder. Don Mattingly still kept him in there, and then, well, kind of the same story with Dave Roberts.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. All right. I promise we'll do more. There was something interesting about the Brewers' old GM. Had an idea. We'll talk about that when we come back. Okay. On the Bench Sports Talk on Instagram, Facebook.com/OnTheBenchRadio. Chef Tony there, Sammy the Blade here, and on iTunes. Go subscribe, go like, go follow. A little David Bowie for us before we take our second and last break.